The fourth festival is also a harvest festival. It's the Feast of Weeks, or the Pentecost, found in Leviticus 25:16. It's the second of the three harvest festivals that occurs 7 weeks after the Feast of the First Fruits. So it's called Pentecost, which means 50 days. So traditionally, people would bring the first harvest of grain to the Lord, including 2 leavened loaves of bread. So this would be a grain harvest, not a fruit harvest. But it's 50 days after the day that Christ rose again. But they would bring that, you know, the first harvest of grain to the Lord. Would include 2 loaves of unrisen bread, unleavened bread, you know. So, of course, we know that Jesus' plan was to save more than just the Jews. He also saved the Gentiles, you know. In Matthew 9:37, Jesus tells disciples the harvest is great, but the workers are few. In Acts 1:4, he tells them to wait in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit, you know. And then we know the church was born in the day of Pentecost. He speaks about that in Acts 2. You know, when the tongues broke out, 3,000 people were added, both Jews and Gentiles. That represents, you know, the 2 loaves of unleavened bread they had to bring for that. That's what Jesus brought, both the Jews and the Gentiles. Those 2 loaves of bread were pointing the way to what was coming, found their fulfillment in the day of Pentecost, 50 days after Christ had resurrected.